right, I'm Bob.
And I am the Lord, and you're listening to...
The Bob and God Show.
That's right, Bob.
This is a special edition of, Bob and God.
This is our inaugural podcast, Bob.
Inaugural? What do you say, like, nuclear? Are you one of those people?
You say Chipotle, I say Chipotle.
No, I say Chipotle, you douche. What kind of a god are you?
I am an omnipotent...
God damn it.
...benevolent...
Do you say me, damn it?
...omnipresent, all-knowing, all-loving...
Alright, well, this is our first show.
Lord.
We're doing a spin-off from Total Talk Nonsense. There's been a lot of buzz out there, requests for us to return with our own show. So I'm Bob.
And I'm the Lord. And if you are hearing this podcast, it's because John and Scott have retired after the election of Barack Obama as President of the United States.
That's right.
Of America.
Since the elections are over, there's no need for TTN.
But if you still want to listen to old episodes, you need to resubscribe.
Right.
Where would they do that, Bob?
Oh, they'd resubscribe through the TotalTalkNonsense.com, wouldn't they?
Yes, I believe they can do that. When I say I believe, that means I know.
I thought you knew.
Yes, because I'm all-knowing. That's right. Now to get on with our show. I've brought in 10 steps to overcome masturbation.
Oh, that's very nice.
Of course. Now, Bob, you will try to get young people to masturbate, as it is in your nature. And I, the Lord, look with a frown upon masturbation. So,
really?
I, the Lord, will give you 10 steps to overcome your urges to masturbate. Step number one.
My big fire hose.
Never touch the intimate parts of your body except during normal toilet processes. It's very important.
Like what, for example?
So, for example, never start fondling your genitalia unless...
So if you shake it more than twice, you're playing with it? Is that what you're saying?
You could get into trouble there, yes, very much so.
Oh, I see.
In a public bathroom, I think it would be a little bit harder to pull that off. Harder, pun intended. In the privacy of your own home.
Goddamn hilarious.
You shake more than twice, and it could lead to problems. Step number two, and this falls right in line, avoid being alone as much as possible. Find good company and stay in good company. Now, what I mean by good company is, you know, avoid the reefer heads and...
the reefer heads.
You know, junkies and rock and roll people.
The burners.
Yeah, the burnouts. The stoners. Step number three, if you are associated with other persons having this same problem... Break off your friendship and never talk to them again, ever.
That's not.
Step number four, when you
are who you eat.
That's right.
Right.
Step number four, when you bathe, do not admire yourself in the mirror. Never stay in the bathroom more than 5 or 6 minutes, just long enough to bathe, dry, and dress.
What about if you're pooping?
And then get out of the bathroom.
What if you have a
normal bowel movement, it should take no longer than 2 minutes for the movement and for the cleanup.
What if you're a reader?
That's fine, as long as you don't read pornography.
What about the...
You should be reading the Bible.
The swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated.
I'll get to that later
on.
Number five, when in bed, if it is where you have your problem for the most part, dress yourself for the night so securely that you cannot easily touch your genitalia.
Well, that's going to be tough for Scott. He's a left-hander.
He's another story. Number six, if the temptation seems overpowering while you are in bed, get out of bed and go into the kitchen and fix yourself a snack. Even if it is the middle of the night.
Hot dog.
Even if you are not hungry.
What about like a bearded clam? Is that okay of a snack to have?
Yes, that would be a perfectly fine snack.
All right.
Again, the purpose of this exercise is to not masturbate.
Ah, but you can have all the bearded clam you want.
Yes. Now, getting back to your earlier point of appropriate reading material in the bathroom. Number seven, never read pornographic material. Never read even about your problem. Keep it out of your mind. Okay, so now, here's the catch 22. If you are listening to this podcast, if you are listening to this, you're hearing about your problem, so you should turn this podcast off right away.
Okay, now that they've done that.
Number eight.
Like the show's over.
Put wholesome thoughts into your minds at all times.
What is, define wholesome,
I'm going
G.
to read good books, church books, scriptures, sermons of the brethren.
Well, what about when they talk about knowing each other?
Yes, I know. I've got to know him.
Anally, yes. Or?
Usually it is anally, yes. Make a daily habit of reading at least one chapter of Scripture, preferably one of the four Gospels of the New Testament.
Not the old one.
Yeah, you get in trouble if you read the old one.
It's
and
a
number
bunch of
nine.
Shit.
I'm sorry, did I say that there were 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only nine. Number nine. And this is the most important. Pray. But when you pray, don't pray about
Satan.
This problem, for it will tend to keep it in your mind. Instead, pray for faith. Pray for understanding. Pray for the missionaries.
Missionary
pray for
position,
me.
Baby.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's funny. But keep the problem out of your mind by not mentioning it ever. You see, I don't even refer to it anymore. I'm keeping it out of my mind because, you know, when I was younger, I had the same problem.
What do they call it up there? Jerk in the turkey? Or what do you call it?
Beef jerky? I could answer that question, but it would go against my...
Box in the clown.
One of my nine steps of self-control.
I say jerk in the gherkin. You know? Jerkin the gherkin. You know, the little pickle?
Yes, like
a good gherkin.
It's
got a lot of snap to it, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so that concludes the inaugural episode of the Bob and God Show.
The Bob and God. I'm Bob.
And I'm the Lord.
Thanks for listening.
And again,
well, if
you've received this podcast,
right, it's
because of divine intervention. Remember that. Number two.
No more numbers?
Continue to listen to John and Scott. You need to find their other feed. They have two feeds. I'm assuming, well, I never assume because I'm all-knowing, so I know that you're smart enough to find the other feed.
Right.
And C, it's been great talking to
y'all,
all y'all.
I'm Bob.
And I'm the Lord.
And we're out of here.